Welcome to the December issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's issue, there's an emphasis in our research papers on psychoacoustics, processing, and coding for spatial audio systems. We begin with an important contribution from the team that developed the MPEG-H audio standard for spatial and 3D audio coding. The system has been designed to meet requirements for delivery of next-generation audio content to the user, ranging from cable and satellite television down to streaming and mobile devices. It allows for channel-based, object-based, and higher-order ambisonic representation of the sound field, and has considerable reproduction flexibility to account for different loudspeaker and headphone arrangements. There are then two substantial papers from the European Kestrel project team on spatial audio quality perception and its modeling. The first deals with the impact on quality of commonly encountered processes such as crosstalk, downmixing, coding, missing channels, and level misalignment, developing a database of listening test scores on which to base a predictive model. The second paper describes the development of a predictive model designed to deliver spatial quality scores using probe signals and a set of relevant metrics. It's found that human scores are quite well predicted by the model, with an accuracy that is similar to that of other sound quality models. Juha Vilkomo and Ville Polki's paper on adaptive optimization of interchannel coherence with stereo and surround audio content describes a blind signal processing algorithm that attempts to modify the channel relationships of spatial audio content in multiple frequency bands, with minimal effect on timbre. High interchannel coherence is a feature of amplitude pan signals and coincident microphones, say the authors, and an ability to reproduce this can contribute to perceptually increased width and envelopment. It's found that significant increases can be engineered where necessary in width, preference, and overall sound quality without adverse effects. The final paper is by Hyung-Kook Lee and Christopher Gribben. It deals with the effect of vertical microphone layer spacing for a 3D microphone array. Using a 9-channel loudspeaker setup with height channels, the authors looked into the effects of different spacings between a main microphone array and height microphones. Somewhat surprisingly, they found that the results were slightly better for zero vertical spacing than for any of the vertically spaced versions, a result that they put down to vertical interchannel crosstalk and spectral changes at the listener's ear. In the second part of the December Journal, you can read all about the 137th convention that took place in Los Angeles last October. If you didn't make it to LA, you can catch up on what you missed and get a review of the highlights of this highly successful meeting of the world's audio community. We also bring you a preview of the 57th International Conference that's coming up in Hollywood next March. This is the first event we've run on audio for the entertainment industry, including cinema, television, and the internet. It promises to be a big one, with key themes on cinema acoustics, dialogue intelligibility, loudness, and immersive audio. All the major players will be there, so make sure to book your place soon. Talking of loudness, this month's feature article goes into the latest developments on the topic in streaming services, radio, and the cinema. Two workshops at the 137th convention brought together world experts in the field, and we report on the remarkable lack of consistency in movie theater loudness levels around the world, looking into the possible solutions to a growing problem. There are two new conferences coming up later in 2015, and we publish calls for our contributions to each of these this month, as well as one for the 139th convention, taking place next October in New York. The 58th conference will take place in June in Denmark on the topic of music-induced hearing disorders, and the 59th is set for Montreal in July on sound reinforcement engineering and technology. If you're working in either of those fields, now is the time to put on your thinking hat and propose a paper. Finally, there's a call for nominations to the Board of Governors and also one for those worthy of awards from the Society. So if you know anyone that might fit the bill for either of these, it's time to submit your proposals, preferably via our website at www.aes.org. All these things and more you'll find in the December issue of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.